Hello.
So,
I'm currently transmitting on the President Randy 2 FCC handheld CB radio.
I'm transmitting at a frequency 27.450. So,
for those who are listening on their CB or their shortwave radio.
So,
in this demonstration, I'm actually going to demonstrate what it sounds like to transmit on AM and FM. Because this CB radio can let you transmit on both modes. Right now I have the Zoom H1 Essential connected to the radio, so when I transmit, it actually can hear it. Which is kind of nice, because I can do this demonstration without using another radio. So I got this, it's on Amazon for $164. Amazon.com. So, right now we're transmitting on AM mode, and I will now switch to FM mode, so that way you can tell the difference.
Alright, we are live on FM mode, and sounds a lot better, doesn't it? It sounds like you're listening to walkie-talkie or amateur radio on FM, or, you know, any other communications on FM mode. Now, recently, actually 3 years ago, the feds, a.k.a. our overlords at the FCCs, have permitted use for FM mode for CB. It's been a long time coming, because at least in the U.S. we only have AM mode for CB. And if you know how that sounds, especially when there's overcrowding, when there's so many people, it probably will sound crazy. And you know how that will sound. Now, other countries like in Europe, they've always had CB on FM. Yeah. Was interrupted. Recently we have FM mode for CB now, and this will actually sound a lot better because you'll have communications that don't sound like shit. Because especially when you have overcrowding, when you have like two or three, four people sharing the frequency, and you also hear these other noises. I think that will be great for that. Overall, it sounds pretty well. I think more people have to start using FM, because it seems like when I'm tuning around, a lot of people are using AM. And I think the result will be better on FM, because FM mode, better quality, better sound, everything in between. At least that's what I think about it. And, yeah. So, get yourself a favor and get yourself one of those handhelds. I do think they work real good with seeing AI. It can read the display on the screen is real good, so it can read the frequency, the channel number, and all the menus. So, that's great, because most of the displays on devices suck and they don't read everything on seeing AI that well, or anything in that matter, so get yourself one of these.